T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, man.
Panthers game last night.
More like a Panthers ass kicking last
night.
That's right.
Really? Where's my apology to Bobrovsky? 35 more saves last night, Leroy.
How many goals?
One. Panthers won 4-1.
And it was in the first period.
Yep.
All right.
You know what that means? Shut them down.
4 points out.
Shut him down.
No way he plays tonight, right?
I don't know.
Back-to-back, but they haven't really traveled. They're still in L.A.
I wouldn't be surprised if he plays tonight. He's played back-to-backs this year.
Wait a minute. Hold on. For $70 million, if you are required to go back-to-back, you should be fine with it.
I think he would go back-to-back. That's more probably of a coach's thing than a him thing.
Well, if he was giving up one goal a game, it would... Coach would be fine with it.
Yeah, that's very rude, man. He just had.
Is it not accurate?
Nope. I think he's had good games and they've sat him. They've had bad games and they've sat him. You know, Quinville, who knows what that mustache is going to do? You know, he's up to his tricks. But Leroy, the results are in, and the Panthers are officially back in the playoffs.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Back in the playoffs, 70 points. Business is picked up for your cats.
By the way, it's unfortunate, but last year, remember, they had more points. Didn't they have the most points of any team not to make the playoffs?
I believe that was an accurate stat, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but yeah, they finished with 96 points, and that's the most ever for a team not to make the playoffs.
This year, fortunately, they are in kind of a weak division, although it's kind of picked up with everybody else. It's not as bad. The Pacific's really been dragging ass since the middle of the year. But, Panthers still in it, thankfully, because that third-place spot, not too out of reach. But that Pacific Division, I mean, if they were there, they'd be sitting fat and sassy. Edmonton, Vancouver, and bums. That's what I felt like I heard yesterday in the Wilder Fury press conference. Oh, you bum! 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 That thing got intense yesterday. Now, the shoving match was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. I mean,
they didn't really do nothing.
Nah, it's so forced. Like, he almost lifted Tyson Fury like a tackle dummy. Like, you know, when you have to jam it on up?
Yeah.
That's what it would look like. I'm like, all right. Well, I guess if you guys feel like you have to do that, they should just say it should be a tradition, the pre-fight kerfuffle.
But here's the thing. You are quite, you know, aware of how these things play out. To the average person, or when they play it on ESPN, on the sports networks or what have you, they don't see it that way. So you look at that and laugh, right? And go, oh, we had to do this, right? They look at it and go, oh, it's getting intense. It's getting intense. And you're like, nah, man, come on.
I don't know. The words were more intense than the shoving was.
Well, because as soon as you call somebody a bum,
boom,
right?
Deontay Wilder was getting in on him. He was just he goes, I brought you back from the dead. You were nothing. You were 400 pounds. You were going to kill yourself. I was like, whoa.
It gets.
I mean, it's not factually wrong, but geez. He's cut. Right. Deontay is verbally pulling no punches. Certainly we know he doesn't in the ring. But yeah, man, it was an intense one. Let's get to some headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Like we mentioned earlier, the Panthers go late night on the West Coast, getting a win against the Ducks 4-1, back in the playoff mix.
Back in the mix. In the mix.
They do it again tonight against the LA Kings out in the Staples Center.
Listen, got to keep it rolling, all right? It's your West Coast swing, Panthers.
And then they go to Vegas, you know, during Wilder and Fury weekend.
It's a good time. Don't party too much. I'm looking at you, Trocheck. Panthers better on the road than at home this year, technically.
That's because when all the Canadian teams come down, there's more Canadian fans.
Not untrue.
That's why you notice they play all the Canadian teams in the winter break.
Except Ottawa. Ottawa was terrible, and when we went to the game against Ottawa, it was a whooping.
Yeah. What else you got, Robbie?
And also late last night, Miami Hurricanes basketball eking out a triple overtime road win against Virginia Tech.
All right.
They won three in a row. I'm just saying, you know, four games left in the season.
Canes be rolling. Any at home that you want to publicize, Robbie? We know you are the top publicist for Miami Hurricanes basketball.
Their next two games are on the road at Notre Dame and then at Georgia Tech, and then their last two games of the season are both at home against Syracuse and Virginia. No, mm-hmm. Very winnable. I will say they could easily get to 10-10 in conference play, and then they're still a long shot to make the tournament. Don't get me wrong, but they play better. That's all we can do.
Picking it up,
you know, well, just picking it up.
Might
a
be
bit,
too little, too late.
Damage is done, my friend.
But you know, you want to go out with pride,
and you still got the ACC tournament too. You know,
and you still got that old NIT.
No, well, they won't. I mean, actually, if they keep playing well, they'll get in the NIT. But as of a week ago, they weren't even NIT eligible.
Well, look, nobody loves an NIT more than Michael Irvin. You don't remember that video of Michael Irvin freaking out during the NIT tournament?
Yeah, it was in the semifinals in Madison Square Garden.
It was so good. It was the best video. You're like, whoa, Michael Irvin. Clearly, we now officially know who loves the Hurricanes more than anybody. It was Michael Irvin.
Traveling to an NIT game and going ballistic over an NIT win.
Hey, can you come get the snake out of my house?
What?
No.
Come on, man.
We know a guy you can call.
Who can we call?
Call
Dusty Crumb, man.
Huh?
Call Dusty Crumb.
You know, in this first episode, they had to go to like a gas. There was a snake running around in the gas station. They had to go in and take it out.
Well, look, this one probably won't. It'll probably make a nice pair of gloves, but that's it.
Well, you guys called me at my home last night, and you're trying to figure out what it was, and you're like, is this a python? Which, first of all, if it's a python, it's the smallest damn python I've ever seen in my life.
No, that thing was big. It was rolled up. It was hard to see.
I saw it. It wasn't that big, man.
Show me how big you think that snake was.
Four-footer?
Since when is a four-footer not big?
Since watch Guardians of the Glades. If you...
I'm sorry. I don't have Everglades in my backyard, but hey, man. Just to randomly go into, okay, here's what happened, Robbie. So my wife, who I've said on numerous occasions, please don't just throw stuff and back it up against the house, because critters, which we have a lot in our area, use that as home.
Is that it?
A little darker,
all right.
So I get some new storage in the back, something that stands up. More solid, you know, surrounded. No. And so she goes out to move all the stuff over to the new stuff, right? Goes in there. She's pulling towels out and stuff. And she says, we're done, right? I said, why? She said, there's a snake in there. I'm like, what? Excuse me? A snake. She goes, yeah, I tried to move it with a stick. He wasn't having it, right? Which somebody told me that's he didn't even snap at the pole or nothing like that.
Yeah.
So it probably wasn't poisonous.
What if he didn't find you as a threat?
So that stick was a threat. So anyway, so I go, well, what are we going to do? Or she says, what are we going to do? I said, well, Leroy ain't doing nothing. Because you know how I am about the critters, right? So I said, well, what kind of snake is it? She showed me a picture. I said, I can't even tell. It looked like a python. She says, no. So I said, you know who would know? Tobin. So I FaceTime Tobin.
FaceTime?
Yep.
Yes. She takes it over there, puts it down, right? He's like, oh, man, that looks like a Diamondback. I'm like, what?
Yep.
So he's going worst case scenario. So now everybody's panicking even more. Now, fortunately, Melanie has somebody at her work that's into snakes, right?
What do you mean into snakes?
He knows all about snakes.
That's a python.
He knows all about snakes, right?
Yep.
And he said it's a brown water snake.
So it's poisonous.
A brown water snake is not poisonous.
Water snakes are poisonous, bro.
No, not the brown water snake. Pull up the brown water snake. So meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out how to get the snake. I'm sitting in the pool, right? I'm using my peripheries. Oh,
yeah, that does look like what you had in your
Because when they say water snake, I'm thinking, well, hell, I'm sitting in the water, right?
Yep.
I'm sitting in the water.
Probably lives in your pool.
But no, no, hey. Do not do that.
No, it probably does. Right?
You got jokes.
It's probably laid eggs.
So.
I'm not even kidding. I'm really not.
Call Dusty.
So, anyway.
Brown water snake has enough venom to kill a large alligator. It's right there.
No, it doesn't. See? So, anyway. So, Fonz comes home. He just happened to be home.
Right.
He comes home. He tried to get pictures of the snake. Snake moves, right? Now he's on the road. He goes into this lovely garden that my wife loves. So now he's in the garden.
The snake.
Right there.
I told
right.
him to just chop its head off with a machete.
Sorry, I just don't carry one of those.
Oh, I have multiple.
Then why can't you come get the snake?
I'm busy. Long day yesterday.
So anyway, so that's where we are with the snake. The snake is... in the garden, right? Yeah. So, look. I would have fought 17 Chuck Norrises in his prime, then play with that one snake.
In his prime?
In his prime.
So you're basically taking 7 ass kickings.
That's fine. That's how I feel about snakes. And you did not help.
Well, it's kind of hard for me to help from 40 miles away, man. I don't know what to tell you.
No, but I'm just saying.
Also, you guys were like a really grainy on the pictures. Like, can I get a flash? Something? A little bit of light?
She did use a flash.
No, there was no flash. It was like Sasquatch I was looking at.
No, whatever. Look, everybody got solutions. Leroy, a shovel or an axe to the snake solves your problems.
They're right.
So that's what you did?
When I see a snake, and if I think it's venom, I chop its head off.
What if he...
flick of the wrist.
What if he...
Well, you got to be faster.
So, let me get this straight. So, you think that you are faster than a poisonous snake strike?
Yeah. If you got to... It's just like Tyson Fury. It's got to be hit and don't get hit. So, you got to... When they go... You got to be like... You know, you got to be light on the feet. Limber.
You are definitely the person I see on the TV shows where they show the guy getting bit by a snake. This guy. Snake babies in Leroy shed and pool area.
Any other headlines?
Oh,
Robbie?
Yeah. Big headline in the NFL that the CBA is looking to add, pushing for the 17-game schedule, and it looks like there's going to be 7 teams in the playoffs next year, which means only one team would get a first-round bye.
Which is cool.
That's kind of cool.
Here,
I'm not against more playoff teams.
I will say this. People don't realize this. I played in a season where we had 2 bye weeks, right? And it sucked. I think part of the reason why it did suck is because we were bad. So when you're bad, you want the season to be over with. You don't want to have just random, you know what I mean, bye week. So they tried the 2 bye week thing. My suggestion would be, I'm all down with the more playoffs, with the you know having another team in the playoffs, only one team with the bye. However, they I would be a little careful with how you do here. How about this? If you want to expand football and you want to have a lot of these global games,
yep,
right?
Yep.
If you have 17 games, you could have everybody playing one of these games, right? Do that in conjunction with the extra bye week, and then no team would have an advantage with the home and road games.
Well, I feel like Jacksonville will still play multiple games in London.
But that's, again.
That's their choice.
That's their choice. But you see what I mean? So say if you have, you know, say five games in Mexico, five games in London.
London.
Right? And then you have room for, what, six more games?
Canada, except that field in Winnipeg where they had to like cut off.
No, we played in when I was in Cleveland, we played a game in the Sky Dome.
Toronto.
It's actually pretty cool. I broke my foot, but I broke my toe.
Remember back in the day, there was a preseason.
I find it hilarious that you got destroyed for a living and you're afraid of a baby snake.
That's not a baby snake.
It's a baby snake, bro. That thing belongs in the snake nursery. Thing might as well have had a pacifier in its mouth.
Did you see those glowing eyes?
I did not.
Dude, the eyes are glowing.
You calling a beady?
Beady?
Beady, like beady little eyes.
No.
All right, we got a packed heat show today. Yeah. We have a packed heat show today. 15 minutes of heat is coming up next. We'll tell you about our lineup next.
15 minutes of heat.
Ta-da. Okay, 15 minutes of heat here with you on the ticket. It's going to be almost like 4 hours of heat today, to be honest with you. It's Dwayne Wade weekend, and we are going to celebrate. We are going to talk to a legend, an absolute monster. Been with the Heat through everything. Ira Windeman joins us today at 9:20. Love Ira. Love our Ira Thursdays.
Yeah.
We will also talk to Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
We know that he is fresh off of that statement. We played some of those Hall of Fame statements yesterday. So he, too, is a year removed from his jersey going up in the American Airlines Arena rafters. So we will talk to Chris Bosh today on the program. We will also talk to Dwayne Wade's BFF, Udonis Haslam. Joins the show today. Shut it.
Hey. I didn't see no.
Hey, why don't you go get an empanada while we do the interview, all right? why don't you go take a lap?
I'm going to just say like this. Do not hate. Oh, you know what happened to me last week?
What?
So, Manso
mm-hmm.
texts out a picture of his socks.
Yep.
Somebody goes, are those UD socks? Right. So I
minus one.
So I replied. I said, "Hey, how are those to play basketball in?" Oh, no, wait. Those are lounging socks.
Minus one.
It's gonna be great. Awesome. I'm gonna have to ban you for the interview. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Hey,
I'm gonna have to ban.
Wait, UD is my guy. Every time I see him, we have fun.
Sure.
No, sure. Come on, man.
Sure.
Look.
Sure.
I always mess with the old guys.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Minus one.
Wow, what is the with the you rapid fire?
Call them old.
And finally, join us today in the 8 o'clock hour. A show first. We will talk to the great Pat Riley. Nyar. We've been searching for this orca on the show for a long time. It's finally come to fruition.
There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
But last
that
night...
Threshold.
Oh, yeah. Tell him, Pat. So the Heat are back in action tonight. They do play basketball, by the way. I was talking with Tommy Tighe yesterday, and I was like, hey, man, I didn't even realize you guys had a game. It's like all I'm thinking about is this Wade weekend. I completely forgot you guys take on the Hawks tonight. Because it feels like a month since the Heat have been in town. Even though they were all over the All-Star weekend, they're so far away. And they've been on the road and the West Coast. It's like I finally get to hold and hug my favorite basketball team again, Leroy. We get to watch them at a reasonable hour tonight.
Yeah.
Don't they have Clint Capella now, the Hawks?
Yes, they do.
All right.
They do.
New look Hawks. Do they have Collins back? Is he off his suspension?
Oh, yeah. I think he's been back.
He's been back. All right. So we got a new look Hawks tonight. It feels like we're getting to take on a whole new team than the one we got early on in the year. And I think Trae Young, he hurt his ankle in the first game, I feel like, at home.
And he didn't play the second one.
Right.
But in the third one, that on Star Wars night, he did play, and they went to overtime.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. I was at that game. That was great. I love Star Wars Night.
That was
what a great theme. It's anytime you go anywhere, you got the stormtroopers walking around. It's good fun. Wait till they have the Baby Yoda busted out next year. That's gonna be a thing. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You think they're gonna bust out Baby Yoda?
Oh yeah. You're gonna get yourself a real little guy, and you gotta have them in the Baby Yoda costume. That's how it works.
I watched the Star Wars, the final Star Wars yesterday.
The one we went to the movies to?
Yeah.
Did you like it better the second time?
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of like.
Did you like the new Star Wars?
I did. Like, a lot of people didn't like it, but part of the reason is because, you know, Star Wars has been around for what? 40 years. And you've always associated Star Wars with a handful of characters, right? Well, in this last one, it's almost like they moved to, like, they just shifted to new characters.
Yeah, I get
that. And so people, you know, when you don't have the names that you associate with a movie, that's why people come out and say, I ain't like it, you know? I didn't like it. As far as you know, it was always Luke, Leia, Darth, you know, all these, you know, characters. And then one character mysteriously isn't dead. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was just, so I could get how people could say they didn't like it, but hey.
By the way, a forgotten headline from yesterday is that Sasha Banks is going to be in the next season of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, she's a wrestler. She's a wrestler.
Okay.
She's got the purple hair.
So it's not going to be.
I think Karana will still be in there.
She better be.
Yeah, I think.
If you want my $8 a month, Disney, you better keep Gina Carano in there. Not Sasha Banks.
Oh, okay.
She's a heel. I think she's a heel. I don't really, you know.
But don't they switch back and forth, you know, from time to time?
You know the woman who was in here with Yuli on Monday. You know she's in the WWE, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know her. Her name's Dana Brooke. She's apparently, like, I brought it up to Zazzle. She goes, oh, it's a big deal. Apparently she's a big deal. I didn't know that.
Not to be insulting.
I just don't follow. The only women's wrestlers I know are Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, and Becky Lynch, the redhead lady.
And who's that? Who's that girl that was in the studio with was Zazzle that one time back when you were producing?
Oh, yeah.
Alexa Bliss.
Right. Yeah, I remember her. Yep.
And then you got to know the one from that you saw the movie with. The one that was in the movie was about. What's her name? The English.
Paige.
Paige. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Paige Van Zandt. Is it Van Zandt?
No, Paige Van Zandt. No. No, that is not Paige Van Zandt. Paige Van Zandt is an MMA fighter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's fine.
Yeah?
She is fire. Yeah,
that's kind of hard, too, man.
Breaks her arm a lot, though. I've never seen anything like
that. That's kind of hard to, like, be hot and be that.
I know.
You know what
Especially
I mean?
Because she gets her face bloodied up.
Because most of them are not.
Yeah. Yeah. She definitely breaks the trend there. Yep.
Well, hello.
Yep. Told you. Now you want to see what she is like fighting? Let me get you this. Paige.
Sure.
Van Zandt. Bloody face. This is going to be a change of pace for you, Leroy, just so you know.
Really? Oh!
Yep.
Jeez, wait.
Yeah,
it looks like somebody cut her face like Joker.
Yeah, she's a tough little squirrel. Tell you that much. She did scissor kick somebody right in the head, Chip. She did win a fight like that. I've never seen anybody win a fight like that. She jumping high kicked somebody.
Really?
Right off of Dancing with the Stars. It was a good time for her. But now she's got a weird injury. She breaks her arm all the time. Strange.
Like that baseball player.
Yeah.
Arm used to just snap.
Anywho, yes. Oh, by the way, some people on the text line are writing that Capella's out with plantar fasciitis for the next couple weeks. So no Capella tonight, apparently.
So I am excited to get this started. Who's healthy?
Tyler's not playing tonight. Myers, apparently the word around the arena is Myers going to be out for a while.
Yeah, well, that we already
yeah we kind of had a feeling of that, yeah. but that's still the case. And then Tyler, they're not traveling today, but it doesn't seem major. It seems like,
well, it's just a one game trip, right? They're coming right back.
Exactly. Seems like he's close.
Right.
So that's good news. I think everybody
who's more important.
I think everybody else is healthy. To the team?
Tyler.
I think
so?
Yeah.
I think for the purposes of not having any bigs, that even though
You know why I say more important though?
Because somebody else could score. If somebody else gets hot, they have a person that could be hot. They don't have another person that could be big.
I kind of look at it the different way though. This is why I look at it different.
Right.
I love Myers Leonard, but he's just not as important a player as Tyler has been this year. Their identity is offense. And so I like having more bullets at what I'm good at.
Well, here's the problem with basketball is that especially in the Heat situation, you have four guys who could get hot from three, but they don't usually all get hot at the same time. But if they all play, you can kind of go to the one that is hot.
Right.
If you don't have one of those guys, now you're at three. So it's not that one of those guys can't get hot, but you always feel comfortable having, when every group comes in, having a person who could get hot.
Yeah, so it'll be fun tonight. I'm glad to see the Heat back in action. That is for sure.
Hopefully they can defend the three tonight, you know. It's been a week.
We'll see. I know everybody took their little Bahamas trip. That's kind of where everybody goes post-All-Star. Right. I know Iguodala said that he saw Duncan Robinson in the Bahamas.
Oh.
You know, kind of soaking in after his three-point contest.
How would he stand out in the Bahamas?
quite tall.
A six-foot-eight ghost.
That's the
white as all white.
I've heard, though, Zaza said that like the Atlantis in the Bahamas is like the post-All-Star spot. I think it's because it's not far away, but it is tropical.
Right. Okay.
Because I saw Jimmy Butler was somewhere, too. He looked like he was in paradise. Mm-hmm. He got when he spoke to the media yesterday, he's like, I'm fresh off a plane. He's like, he goes, I'm fresh off a plane. I just practiced. He looked very tired. And then they have to go travel. They have to get on a plane. So, you know, look, we'll see what happens tonight. Someone's got to win the post All-Star hangover game.
Oh, boy.
We'll see.
Right. I mean, Trae Young probably was partying too at Paradise, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Trae Young's in that, he's a star. He got voted in the All-Star game. I'm sure he partied hard, too. I'm sure he did. We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on The Ticket.
You're still in the 90s, Robbie, but I like this one.
Shunapal.
Don't give me too much credit. Just on the top of the list.
Man, they're doing tons of promotion for this Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury fight. I love
this. This is like, I mean,
you know, people keep saying the funny thing is, you know, they're like, oh, it's a co-feature between Fox and ESPN. But the funny thing is, like, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, like, ESPN's on in everybody. Like, you got to go ask to get FS1 put on. The big money advertisement for this fight when it came to Fox was the Super Bowl. That's where it was like, okay, this. Because they're taking ad time that takes $6 million for every 30 seconds, and instead they're promoting a fight. That's where the money was for this.
Correct.
When it comes to Fox and what their promotional role was. But, Rod, can you get me Tyson Fury from yesterday? Tyson Fury, he revealed a big training trick, Leroy, that may have me swaying my pick because I am picking Deontay Wilder. I'm thinking like 7th, 8th round knockout.
Really?
Yep.
You think you – man, like, you know, I asked Atlas yesterday – Teddy Atlas, I'm like, man, could you go in there with a false sense of security when dude hit you with everything he had and you got up?
Yeah.
Promoting.
Yep. I think that's definitely what happens. Like when I think I agree with you. I think Tyson Fury goes in there. He's like, I took his best shot. I'll be fine.
He's be dancing and singing it. Boop.
Night night
night night
night night.
Cause I mean, look at that. We're watching it right now.
It's the Gypsy King.
We thought that was. You know what? He was over. But
some referees, if you go down like that, they'll just stop the fight. They won't even count you.
But some, like, you know what's crazy? It's like the beating that he took, like, reminds me of Evander Holyfield used to get pounded, and he wouldn't go down.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just wouldn't go in there with a false sense of security because, dude, got a hammer on the end of his fist, so we'll see.
Here's Tyson Fury, as he revealed yesterday, Leroy, a big training camp change for himself.
I'm really eliminating all these distractions this time. No phones, nothing like that. No Diet Coke, which I've become susceptible to. I've had tons and tons and tons of every training camp. This is the first training camp in 10 years I've never had one Diet Coke, and I will not have any till after the fight.
Yep, and you know how many he had, Leroy? You know how many Diet Cokes he has on the average? He said he had 20 to 30 Diet Cokes a day.
Really?
Yep.
That's like just, he got an IV, a Diet Coke. And it's the worst possible thing. You might as well just drink the sugar.
Yeah. And I think the person that didn't John Daly, wasn't he famous for drinking a lot of Diet Coke?
Yes, yes.
How many did he drink, Robbie? Do you have the number on hand? Because I feel like John Daly also had a ridiculous
number. Daly would drink a lot of Diet Cokes, but he also, for different reasons, he had the shakes from drinking too much. Seriously. Dude broke down and cried on the golf course during a tournament because he was having withdrawals.
He says John Daly cut down from 28 cans of Diet Coke a day.
And he replaced
28 cans. He says, now I have, this was as recently as 2014. He says, I used to have 26 to 28 cans of Diet Coke a day. Now it's 10 to 12 at most.
A 12 pack. You know why? Because he still drinks 28 cans. It's just now it's 16 cans of beer.
I love the little cans.
16 cans of beer and 12 cans of diet.
He's balanced it out.
Yeah.
Diet Coke is so nasty. Ugh.
I don't like Diet Coke either. I don't mind Coke Zero. Coke Zero.
Coke Zero is drinkable.
Coke Zero, I'll throw down some Coke Zero. It's got like a cinnamony taste to it.
Somebody asked me why is diet is worse, because the chemicals that they put in to make it taste sweet.
Right.
It's artificial sweeteners.
Right.
But it's really only that bad for you. Like, soda's not good for you.
It's period. Soda's not good for you, period.
Soda's not good for you, period. Like, we'll just do that as the PSA. Right. Soda's not good for you, but... You know, you drink one, like, you wouldn't, if you don't, the difference is, like, you don't want to have the sugar or the calories. Like, if you're going to do one for one, I guess a Diet Coke's better. But if you're doing 28, yeah, you probably shouldn't be, because they're putting extra chemicals in that stuff.
Right, right,
It tastes horrible, and it's bad for you. There's really no reason to drink Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Drink water if you want to drink healthy.
I hate Diet Coke. I hate diet sodas in general. Like, Coke Zero's doable, but, man, you might as well just go for regular.
I say the closest to the pin. I was in a situation once. They only had Diet A&W at this poker game I was at, and it wasn't bad. It was pretty close to the regular A&W.
So. I tell you what slowed my heart. I was we had some leftover cans from my kid's birthday with the grape and the orange.
Whoa. Man, I'm telling you. Hey.
Oh, the ones you got, those were like – Wow. Yeah. It was like drinking crack in a can.
Checks, man.
What was it? Pineapple? It was
pineapple, orange. You got green apple. Yeah. You got all the fancy flavor. Look. It was Winn-Dixie. So let's just say the flavors are closer to home, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. We have pineapple, orange. You got mango.
Oh, yeah.
Green apple.
20 to 30 Diet Cokes, though, man.
I don't think.
I mean, he's a big guy, I guess, is it all relative? Is that like having 10? If he's 6'9" and that many pounds?
I don't know, but guess what? When I was younger, we used to have Diet Coke. I mean, we used to have Coke on the sidelines. So, like, there is, like, people didn't always think that Coke and all that stuff wasn't.
That was refreshing.
Great. Right.
Thirst quencher.
Yep.
You know?
Then Gatorade came out.
Hot day.
That became the thing.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, but like 20 to 30. Because that's you know, that's probably messing with your body. Your probably body thinks it's going to get sugar, so it's probably doing the same things even if you're not gaining the calories and whatnot.
Mountain Dew Zero.
It makes you crave sweets.
Oh, man.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ugh.
You know, too, Tyson Fury probably back in his prime, and when I say prime, I mean like his eating prime. He was probably like throwing down like tons of bread, pasta, whatever, with his gypsy feasts, and that was like, and a Diet Coke.
Hey, yo. Hey, you see Stanton out here on Altuve?
He crushed him yesterday.
Wait a minute.
Let's hear.
The guy played 7 games last year.
I know.
Should he be out there talking about folks?
He is.
Wow. Just Altuve, just throw him a slider low and away. He'll swing at it.
Can you give me a little Stanton yesterday, Robbie? This is our boy, former Marlins MVP, Giancarlo Stanton, saying that in that MVP season, if he knew it was coming, he'd even do better.
If I knew what was coming in 17, I probably would have hit 80 plus home runs.
Damage is done, my friend. Listen, you know what would have been nice? You playing 80 plus games last year.
Right. Right. What? Come on. Really? Dude, at some point, don't we have to be self-aware?
Yeah.
Why is nobody?
Cause they can blame they. You know, first of all, I mean, this is my homie. This is the. I wonder what his thought. He's got to have thoughts on the Houston Astros. Robbie.
Oh man, why is it?
You know what? I haven't checked his Twitter recently. You know, sometimes I just forget. See if you can find if OJ's talked about the Houston Astros, Robbie. If we could play that today. But you know what I'd imagine? I think it's like, yeah, if you did fail at the competition, you feel like you have another reason other than they were just better than you. You're not going to glam onto that?
Sure. I don't know, man. It sounds crazy to me simply because rule number one, if you've ever been around an athlete, the one thing that stands out is how competitive they are.
Right.
Right? And to have a bunch of athletes take this path, it just seems like whoa.
Reminds me of John Jones, Daniel Cormier, where like, you know, Daniel Cormier finds out that John Jones had PEDs in his body and he got head kicked, and you know that he wants that win so bad. And so if you can talk yourself into whatever it is, you know, John Jones, you know, clean on any field of life, maybe Daniel Cormier 100 times out of 100 in a fight. But if you're Daniel Cormier, you're that competitive, you got to talk yourself into how it happened. Yeah, I would say you would grab onto him being riddled with steroids.
Here you go. And here's what, remember I'm talking about being self-aware.
Yeah.
Leroy, the scandal isn't about last year. It's about 2017. So Stanton can say what he wants. I understand that. But guess what? Right? If you're a competitor, like you ever hear a football guy when everybody in the world know the reason why we lost the game is because of a field goal kicker.
Yep.
Nobody will ever say it. Why? You see what I mean? Not because you don't want to blast the kicker. Because you always feel that, you know, as a competitor, you could have made one more play. That's not just, you know, people don't just say that. A lot of competitors really think that. Oh, if so-and-so would have did this, you would have won. No, I always want to think that if I did more. And it's something about, you know, competition that steers you in that direction. Nowadays, you know, it's always about the ref, the this, the that. It's never about, you know, how hard is it for, you know, I get into this with Miami people all the time. It's never about, hey, their guys were better than our guys, right? They have more talent than we have. If you ever hear a Hurricanes person talk about a game, it's always like, we got the talent, the coaches suck, this sucks, the refs have screwed us. It's never about the competition. It's always another reason outside of actually the play on the field as to why. Quarterback wasn't good because the coach was calling some BS plays. It's always, you know what I mean? And so, you know, as a competitor, that kind of, like, it bothers me that all sports has gotten so far away from just the actual competition to having these built-in excuses as to why I didn't succeed.
Robbie, we'll get you caught up with your headlines. We'll be back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.